Here, and hold this while you guys think.
Really?
Sam Waite from the Jolly Greens and Mac McCormick from the Sandys.
This first song is about the Jolly Greens. However, in the course of the night, which will be quite a while, the race is going, we have a little ditty that the Jollies and the Sandys got together and tried to write for the whole team, including the Jolly Greens, the Sandys, and of course the Fast Movers, the most famous of all, our best customers, the Thuds. And we'll get to the Thunder Chiefs. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
And that's what I do. About the Jolly Greens. So we'll try. Mac, are you ready?
Well, I guess I'm not sure if we can work up here.
I looked over yonder, and what did I see? A big green giant coming after me. He was born one morning in the Frisco land, reared down the valley so much of the green, stood 50 feet tall above the trees, a big, big giant called the Jolly Green. He could cover a mile in a single stride, towering high in all of his pride, came swiftly through the jungle of steam to answer the call for the Jolly Green. He would answer a call during day or night, never fearing the enemy's might. Through shell and fire he'd wade right through to complete the task he was asked to do. Enemy fire was all around, from the mountain tops to the valley ground. He called upon the Sandys and the Spads, for without them a save could not be had. They climbed and they dived like bees all around, and their sting was lethal where the enemy was found. They strafed and they bumped and they fought all the way for the Jolly Green Giant to save the day. As he plucked that man from his fearful plight, the fire was coming from his left and his right. He turned and he strode with the man in his hand back to the valley of the Jolly Green Land. As the night waned and the new day begun, we set out again, working as one. We looked in the valley so flush and green, ready and waiting the Jolly Green.
To the Jolly Green.